News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi people, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Lots of stuff made news today. Here are the four I found the most interesting. The Greens have failed in the Bombay High Court. The court has refused to stop trees being cut in the RA colony. That's a forest area known as Mumbai's lungs because of the green cover it provides. When the details of the judgment came in, it appeared that the two High Court judges were actually sympathetic to the environmentalists. They called them the Davids of this battle against the industrial Goliaths. They said things like, relationship with nature and love for the environment alone is true. I'm actually quoting from the judgment there. So how come the court ruled against them? Well, the judges said that the Supreme Court and the National Green Tribunal would now be looking into the case, so they dismissed the petitions on the grounds of communality. Will we see a replay of the same story again? That all the right noises are being made, but when the verdict comes in, nobody's protecting the trees. A case of sedition was registered in Bihar today against 49 celebrities. They had written an open letter to Prime Minister Modi in July. They asked for stronger laws against lynching, against caste crimes. They said Jai Shri Ram had become a provocative war cry. Among the writers, Mani Ratnam, Aparna Sen, Shyam Benegal. Recognize these names? Of course you do. Let me give you two more names. Sudhir Kumar Ojha and Surya Kant Tiwari. One, the man who filed the petition in the Muzaffarpur court and asked for an FIR against these celebrities. And the other, the magistrate who said, indeed, there's a case here for sedition. What happened to those Supreme Court verdicts that upheld freedom of expression, that said dissent was vital for democracy and established clear markers for sedition? In Hong Kong, they've banned face masks. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam invoked colonial-era emergency laws today for the first time in 50 years.
The Chief Executive in Council decided at a special meeting this morning to invoke the power under the Emergency Regulations Ordinance and make a new regulation in the name of Prohibition on Face Covering Regulation, which is essentially an anti-mask law.
Carrie Lam called the pro-democracy protests riots and said the students at the forefront of the movement were risking their futures, which is exactly what the students think they're fighting for. They responded to the new mask ban by marching in defiance, with masks on, of course. Masked, faceless protest and naked power play. What started with a debate over extraditing suspected criminals to mainland China has become a struggle for Hong Kong's identity. Speaking of China, this whole Trump impeachment thing has suddenly got a new China twist. When Donald Trump threw a curveball on American television yesterday.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
So Donald Trump is actively inviting two foreign powers, to intervene in American politics. Hillary Clinton tweeted within minutes, someone should inform the president that impeachable offenses committed on national television still count. Trump, who's already accused of asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, now wants China to do it as well. And he said so in front of a crowd of TV cameras. Now, when the American president was asked if he had already asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to investigate Biden, Trump said he hadn't, but it's something to start thinking about. And here's the thing. CNN is reporting that Trump has already raised the Biden issue with China. On 18 June, Trump spoke to Xi Jinping on the phone about not just Joe Biden, according to CNN sources, but about another strong political rival as well, Elizabeth Warren. CNN says they've based their report on two people familiar with that phone call. And not just that, Trump told Xi in that same call that he would remain quiet on Hong Kong protests and talk trade with him. I'm going to spend a little bit of extra time on Donald Trump today, because when it comes to American politics, it's like Alice in Wonderland right now. the more I read on what Trump is doing, the more I feel like I've fallen into this rabbit hole. It just goes on and on, twist after twist. I mean, if this was a show, would it be a political drama, an action comedy, or just reality TV at its most bizarre? You know that press conference that US President Donald Trump had yesterday with the Finnish president? The one where he totally lost it after a Reuters reporter questioned him about putting pressure on Ukraine.
What did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
So that press conference is, in so many ways, a reflection of American politics right now. The fireball that's hit it in the form of the impeachment crisis. The issue of whether Donald Trump sought favors from Ukraine for political ammunition against Joe Biden has led to, what should I call it, the public unraveling of the US president, the most powerful man in the world, in meltdown mode.
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
And when one reporter from Finland did ask the Finnish president a question, it wasn't quite the one Donald Trump may have been expecting.
For President Niinistö, because this is the biggest issue here at the moment, I have to ask, what kind of favors has Mr. Trump asked from you?
How embarrassing is that? To stand by while a visiting head of state is asked if you wanted any favors from him. Because that's the kind of reputation you now have. The US president, no less. I'm going to give you three guesses as to what happened next. Do you think the Finnish president got to answer that question? No. Do you think the reporter got heckled by the other journalists? No. What do you think this is, Delhi? Do you think Trump started speaking and then rambled on for 2.5 minutes without saying anything constructive? Yes, because that is the only thing possible in the Trump universe. Right now, he's rambling. In fact, he's ranting. And the more he does that, the more desperate he sounds. Who knows what'll happen by next week? I'll keep you updated on Drive Thru. Have a great weekend.
News 18 Drive Thru with Shioni Iyer. Cruise with the news.